is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Building a career is possible at Progressive Insurance, now offering virtual and hybrid employment opportunities with pathways for advancement. Learn more at careers.progressive.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family, June 5th through 7th, 11th through 14th, and 18th through the 21st. Tickets and more at theodorelawrence.com. The City of Barcelona Symphony Orchestra and conductor Salvador Brotons bringing us Arabesca, or Spanish Dance No. 12, by Enrique Granados, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's your place for NPR News as well as the classics. I'm Jeff Watson, here to keep the music going in the afternoon time. That'll be with the help of the Beaux-Arts Trio, with a piano trio movement by Franz Schubert for us to enjoy in just a little while, along with a quite lush and beautiful suite for flute and orchestra, a modern piece by the flute virtuoso and composer Gary Schocker, called Green Places. That'll be a bit later with the Beauty in America Orchestra. It's quite lovely. I hope you can be with us for that in just a little while. I'm Jeff Watson. We've got more fun classics to enjoy on a Thursday afternoon. And next, we're with the English String Orchestra under conductor William Bowden. And with them, trumpeter John Wallace. We'll step back into the Baroque time for a suite for trumpet and strings in D, written by Georg Philipp Telemann on Kansas Public Radio. The English String Orchestra, trumpeter John Wallace and conductor William Bowden bringing us a suite for trumpet and strings in D by Georg Philipp Telemann on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now almost 12:30 and still to come. For flute and orchestra, a lovely modern suite by flutist and composer Gary Schocker, called Green Places. That's in just about 10 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Douglas County Master Gardener's Native Plant Sale, Saturday, May 30th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Over 10,000 plants native to this area and grown locally. Details at dgemgks.org. And the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through the 14th at Oakdale Park in Salina. Celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details at riverfestival.com. Here on the KU campus, 74 degrees with light rain, and there's a 60% chance of more showers and thunderstorms also possible a little later this afternoon. Highs around 79 today. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, 80% chance of showers and a low of 63. We have another good likelihood of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow. We'll enjoy a bit of chamber music by Franz Schubert, a single piano trio movement in B-flat major with the Beaux-Arts Trio, next on KPR. A single piano trio movement in B-flat by Franz Schubert, played by the Beaux-Arts Trio on Kansas Public Radio. About 12:40 now, 20 minutes until the top of the hour and NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us on a Thursday afternoon. And, of course, being Thursday, that means Classics Live tonight at 7 p.m. On the show tonight, KPR recorded a rare concert featuring Professor Emeritus of Cello from KU, Ed Laut, who came to KU in 1977. Piano and cello masterpieces by Schumann, Debussy, and Frank Bridge. Join us tonight for this excellent Classics Live featuring Ed Laut. That is tonight at 7, here on KPR. Just a quick note that if it's not worth the time or the effort to sell an old car, truck, or motorcycle, KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can turn it into the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. Next, we have a recording of a fairly recent piece of classical music composed in the early 2000s by the flutist and composer Gary Schocker, which brings imagery of rolling hills, gardens, and countrysides. This is essentially a message to remind listeners to take a fresh new look at our revered places of green. This is called Green Places, and we'll listen to the Beauty in America Orchestra with flutist Carol Ald, led by Eric Jacobson, on Kansas Public Radio. A Nature Reflection in Music, composed in 2009 by flutist and composer Gary Schocker. Green Places, performed by the Beauty in America Orchestra, led by Eric Jacobson and flutist Carol Ald, here on Kansas Public Radio.
Everybody,
get that story and the very latest on All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for chefs and designed for restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A little bit of music by Felix Mendelssohn there from A Midsummer Night's Dream, Dance of the Artisans, with conductor Peter Mock leading the London Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be back with you. More classical music for a Thursday afternoon. This hour brings us a Swedish septet, music by Franz Berwald with the Lucerne Camerata, and much later the Detroit Symphony Orchestra with the lovely and lush Pastoral Suite by Emmanuel Chabrier. That's all ahead here on KPR on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. Looking forward to bringing you our next piece. It's a concert overture, one written in 1887 by one Hamish McCann, Scottish composer, born in 1868 and one of the earliest students of the then newly founded Royal College of Music in London. This was one of his early concert triumphs, a depiction of the Scottish countryside. This is called The Land of the Mountain and the Flood. The Scottish National Orchestra is led by Sir Alexander Gibson here on Kansas Public Radio. A Concert Overture, one created in 1887, the work of Scottish composer Hamish McCann, The Land of the Mountain and the Flood, played by the Scottish National Orchestra, led by Sir Alexander Gibson on Kansas Public Radio. 1:17 is the time. We await the Detroit Symphony Orchestra joining us a bit later in the second half of the hour with the Pastoral Suite by French composer Emmanuel Chabrier, still to come here on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, where ticket packages are available for 2026-27 events, including an evening with David Sedaris, a cappella group Straight No Chaser, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu. And Kansas State University, where researchers develop science-based solutions to conserve and manage water resources. More information at k-state.edu. On the KU campus, 73 degrees with light rain currently, and 60% chance of more showers for the rest of the afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, 80% chance of rain, lows around 63. Tomorrow's another likely day for showers and thunderstorms, 60% chance of them in tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon, a high of 78, and 60% chance of showers Friday night. We have some Swedish chamber music to enjoy next. This was composed by Franz Berwald, a septet in B-flat major. We're with the players of Lucerne Camerata, next on KPR. Swedish chamber music, a septet in B-flat major, composed by Franz Berwald and played by the ensemble Lucerne Camerata, today on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now 1:42. There'll be NPR News at the top of the hour, classical music until 3 p.m. this afternoon. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us on a Thursday afternoon. Join us for the 780 Songwriter Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting. Free at the Lawrence Public Library on Wednesday, June 10th at 6 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at Headquarters, Kansas. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Counselors are available around the clock for anyone in a mental or emotional crisis at kansas988.org. We bring you now the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. They have for us a orchestral suite by composer Emmanuel Chabré. That was derived from his collection of 10 picturesque pieces for piano. Those were written around 1881. Four of those piano pieces were selected and expanded upon into a full orchestral suite known as the Pastoral Suite, and quite lovely to listen to. It's next with the Detroit Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. The Detroit Symphony Orchestra, led by Paul Perret, and the Pastoral Suite by French composer Emmanuel Chabré, here on KPR. Stay tuned for NPR News, more classical music in the next hour, still to come.
Between AI and so...
Morning Edition, every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Free State Festival, celebrating the free spirit of Kansas through independent films, music, and art in downtown Lawrence, June 22nd through the 28th. Passes and tickets available at freestatefestival.org.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, who believes AI should be optional and private. That's why they created Duck.ai, where users can chat privately with AI, no tracking. Learn more at Duck.ai. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Serenade No. 2 in F Major, composed by Alexander Glazunov. Conductor Vladimir Ziva led the Moscow Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Your place for NPR News, classical music, and much more. I'm Jeb Watson, here until 3 p.m. Classical music on display. We've got pianist Eric Tita Wastierna with a collection of keyboard pieces by Jean Sibelius, five pieces that together are known as The Trees, plus the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, and a beautiful flute concerto by one Saverio Mercadante, all on the way here on a Thursday afternoon. Next up is conductor John Ferrer leading the English Symphonium, and we've got something by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dachnanyi, something that he wrote in the 1950s while a professor at Florida State University. This is Dachnanyi's American Rhapsody on Kansas Public Radio. A rhapsody for orchestra comprised of American folk songs written in the 1950s by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dachnanyi, the American Rhapsody, played by the English Symphonia and conductor John Ferrer on Kansas Public Radio. 2:24 now, and stay tuned for the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, along in the second half of the hour, with some music from a composer very adept at writing beautiful music for the wind instruments, a flute concerto, by one Saverio Mercadante, still to come on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, home to four floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes and insects, fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. And Theodore Lawrence presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family June 5th through 7th, 11th through 14th, and 18th through the 21st. Tickets and more at theodorelawrence.com. On the KU campus, 73 degrees and light rain. 60% chance of more showers and thunderstorms throughout the afternoon, and showers and storms likely tonight as well. 80% chance of showers and lows around 63. More showers and thunderstorms expected for tomorrow. 60% chance of showers tomorrow morning and afternoon, and another 60% chance of showers for tomorrow night. Next, we have Music for the Piano, written by Jean Sibelius. Five keyboard pieces that together are known as The Trees, performed here by Eric T. Tawastierna on KPR. At the keyboard, pianist Eric T. Tawastierna, with music by Jean Sibelius, five keyboard pieces, actually, that together are known as The Trees, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now 2:37, and at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on this evening at 7, it's Classics Live. And on tonight's program, KPR recorded a rare concert featuring Professor Emeritus of Cello from KU, Ed Laut, who came to KU in 1977. Piano and cello masterpieces tonight by Schumann, Debussy, and Frank Bridge. Join us tonight for this excellent Classics Live program featuring Ed Laut. That'll be tonight at 7. Then, from 8 to 9 p.m., catch an hour of classical music with Kay McIntyre tonight on KPR. Just a quick question. Do you happen to have an old car or truck that's just taking up space in your garage? You can always skip the hassle of selling it and donate it to KPR. We'll pick it up, handle everything, and you'll get a tax deduction. Learn more about our Vehicles for Charity program over at kansaspublicradio.org. 60% chance of some more showers for our afternoon. Tonight, 80% chance of showers and a low of 63. Showers likely and thunderstorms also possible for tomorrow morning, afternoon, and evening. We're joined next by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, and we've got something from an Italian composer, one who never quite achieved the fame of Bellini, Donizetti, or Rossini, but he was quite an adept opera composer by the name of Giuseppe Saverio Mercadante, who was also quite adept at writing music for wind instruments, as we'll hear in his Flute Concerto No. 2. Sir Neville Mariner leads the Academy with flutist Irena Grafenauer on KPR. Flute Concerto No. 2 in E minor, composed by Saverio Mercadante. Listen to the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conductor Sir Neville Mariner, and flutist Irena Grafenauer on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Just about 3 p.m., All Things Considered from NPR News is just ahead. Later on tonight, catch our broadcast of Classics Live at 7 p.m. and enjoy an hour of the classics with Kay McIntyre. She'll be your host from 8 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me today on KPR.